What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, great choice this morning when it comes to a lead. That's bad company. One of the only bands that was successful in having a hit song with the title of the band name, in case you were wondering.
It's a great fact.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Feel free to use that if you're ever DJing on the radio at any point, Shy.
Okay, perfect.
Throw that in kind of over the intro, or maybe.
And try and hit the post?
Maybe in your post cell. You could throw that in there as a little tidbit. Okay. Good morning, your lead today?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. I got two notes from last night's game for you. One positive, one negative. I'll start with the positive because it's primarily all negative here. Once again, Christian Gonzalez was freaking awesome in this game. Like, he was one-on-one with Garrett Wilson all over the field. Didn't matter the formation. Didn't matter which side of the field Garrett Wilson was on. Christian Gonzalez was one-on-one with him, and for the most part, kind of locked him down that entire game. There were multiple times, and Herbstreit even pointed this out, where Rodgers thought about taking a shot down the field to Garrett Wilson and then thought better of it because he saw Christian Gonzalez on him. Like, it was kind of impressive. And to get that kind of respect from a guy like Rodgers is a big deal. So, good job, Christian Gonzalez, but that's about all you could be happy about from last night's game. It was ugly, and the guy who was the worst out of anybody to me was Alex Van Pelt, and I don't think it was very close. Like, if you look at the Saints, they are 2-0, they have dominated, and it's primarily because of the offensive play calling. They have thrown the ball the least amount of times in football and yet are scoring like 43 points a game, and that's because their offense is so efficient in what they do, and they use a ton, and when I say a ton, I mean like on every play, they're using motion. Look at guys like Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay.
And Bobby Slowick.
Bobby Slowick. Anybody from those trees, motion all day. It is like a cheat code for offense, and yet Alex Van Pelt just couldn't care less. Refuses to use it. He has this medieval, like 1980s basic offense that needs to figure it out. This guy has not had a good couple of weeks, and he is one of the prime reasons this offense is so bad.
You have to put a fair amount of it, though, on Jacoby Brissett.
I do. Like, okay. For me, the blame pie would be primarily Alex Van Pelt, then a large chunk Jacoby Brissett, and then another chunk would go to the offensive line.
I mean,
in that
was,
order.
Was he intending to throw that ball to Hooper or to Wiggy in Florida?
I don't know what he was doing on that one. And there was a good design play right there. Play action, Hooper across the field. He's wide open. He seals it out of bounds.
He's throwing it to DeMarcus Covington.
Yeah. All right. Shime. It's not pretty.
It's not great.
It's actually a national embarrassment, as I said earlier. And it's a primetime game. It's the only primetime game that you get this season.
And that's the performance.
And like Curtis said, Greg, they're a boring football team.
Well, you would be shocked by how many people, Curtis brought this up, how many people on the Subaru of New England text line went to bed at halftime last night. That would never happen 5 years ago.
Right, and there's not even a good storyline there. They're just like, even last week when we talked about the Seattle game, like, it's a they're a boring team to watch, and that's why when we had the conversation of, like, you know, how are people going to go? Are the ratings going to be? I think people were just like, you know, no expectations. I'd rather watch Red Zone than watch until they actually put Drake May in, and then I think at least people will tune in to see at least what he looks like.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So one quick nugget. The Gerard Mayo era is off to a 1-2 start. Obviously, it's his first time as a head coach. He's going to have growing pains. But the building relationships and doing things 180 degrees from his predecessor already may have cost him. And the way in which they were force-feeding Pop Douglas the ball early in this game instead of establishing the run was a mistake. And I understand.
Is that what you get when you have a player's coach? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it's specific to a player's coach. I think you can be. I think Sean McVay is a player's coach, but I think he schemes up games and game plans where players get involved, but he puts the focus on the success of the play ahead of the player that's going to be targeted. And the only way Gerard Mayo is going to be able to build and sustain relationships with players is if those players win games, not if they like him or not. And that was just sort of, to me, a major red flag early in that game where it felt like Pop Douglas was running 60 miles horizontally to gain 1 yard. And the other is the Patriots knew this team was nowhere good enough, just like Sam Kennedy knew the Red Sox were nowhere good enough. And they didn't give a damn. And if Robert Kraft is sitting there begging to get in the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, maybe you would expedite the process if you didn't get exposed by your lack of spending on a consistent basis after the quarterback left town. And the offensive line was an issue at the end of last year. It was an issue at the draft. It was an issue at free agency. They did nothing. They had a guy at left tackle who didn't even play left tackle in the Big Ten playing in the NFL in week 3. Like, it was really and truly, like, they kept showing them and all these people, because Kraft's on the broadcast committee. They're like, oh, what an amazing owner. Look at him. Look at how tall he is on that seat. Wow. Like, why don't you look at the offensive line and that he did nothing to fix it? And I do feel they are teetering with the Boston sports fan, where the guys and gals are rightfully sitting in their house saying, why would I dedicate any more of my free time to this product?
Mr. Telectric in the Twitch chat says that Mayo was absolutely outcoached last night. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would say that, but I also think that the coordinators were much better for the Jets than the Patriots. I don't know how much I give to Robert Saleh. I think Aaron Rodgers is the coach of the offense, and I think Ulbrich is a pretty good defensive coordinator. I don't know about tempo plays, but I would say not a good night for Gerard Mayo and the whole coaching staff.
All right. Gerard Mayo, programming note, will join us Monday, as he always does on Mayo Mondays on this show. So we'll get to talk to Gerard Mayo on Monday morning. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads, including one for Courtney from me.
Wow.
You and your fantasy football friends.
Oh.
I know you don't like the fantasy football people.
It's not that I don't like them. Don't I just like think them. That you, they're hardos.
You don't like them, and you don't like the short kings.
Well, that I is, love the short kings.
Nope, that has been established. You have an issue. I think the worst thing for you would be to encounter a short fantasy football hardo.
Most
like
are.
That would be...
Damn.
Yikes.
Fantasy football players are all short now, huh?
My God. All right.
He's giving you what you want.
We'll get to the rest of the leads next.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.